Okay, so we just got out of the Tron Legacy event. The Walt Disney Studios hosted a special screening for some footage here in Los Angeles. So this is our reactions. All right, so Tron Legacy is the follow-up slash sequel to the 80s film Tron.
1982.
So I wasn't a fan of the original film, and I actually just saw it like recently. So, and I didn't like it. But Andy, you are a fan of the original Tron film. How does this look? And are you excited? Did it live up to your expectations for being a fan?
That was like three questions, but
Try and get it done.
yes. I am so excited about this. I've been a fan of this movie from the day I saw it. I think because I was a kid
Yeah.
and I liked the idea of being inside and actually playing the video game, like being a video game character was like,
Right.
"Oh my gosh, this is amazing." And so, from what I've seen with the trailer we got to see today and everything, it seems like they're holding on to that, like that being the main like draw, like in
Sure.
keeping that going on. And there some of the even like the games they said they were doing, like we've seen the light cycles, that looks very similar but way more awesome,
Just more
just
advanced.
way more advanced. And really they took it and they're finally giving us what it would look like, what it was supposed to look like
Right.
when they did it in the
Well,
80s.
that's what, and we got lucky. We're in LA, so there's always that little extra bit that we get. We were lucky enough to have the director of the original Tron and for this new film in attendance, and they did a Q&A for us while they rewound the film so we could see the trailer and the footage twice. And that's what they were saying was, we're not trying to outdo Tron, we're just taking it into our time now. This is just all, it's all advanced programs, it's all advanced technology. This is what it would look like now. And that's, they're not trying to like make it better, they're not trying to outdo it, its predecessor. They're just saying, this is what it would look like if we did it
No,
now. That's why we're doing it.
it's very much complementary to the original Tron piece,
Yeah.
and I'm excited. I love it. I mean, sitting there watching the trailer happen, I'm just like, huh,
Yeah, it was really,
is awesome.
and I didn't, again, I didn't like, I wasn't a big fan of the film. I love that, and I can respect, as a movie person as I am, I can respect that it was ahead of its time and it was incredibly awesome to see. I thought the story lacked. Jeff Bridges is one of my favorite actors of all time, and even he couldn't like really make me really like the film. But all the stuff we've seen so far, the posters, the trailers, just make this film look so interesting, unique, and just very geeky, like with all the technology, and the light cycles look amazing. We got to see the Recognizer. Is that what it's
Yes.
called? The Recognizer from the first movie, which was just an incredible scene.
Yeah.
That is
As
gonna be a
it's
really,
landing.
yeah, as it's landing. We got to see the new like light cycle car for a bit. They had a it's a, I guess that's a new thing, I would assume. I don't remember that in the original. And the new discs,
Yeah,
what are they called?
the
Like the
identity discs.
identity discs. They don't look like Frisbees anymore.
They're not like the Frisbees you buy at Walmart. They
Right.
look more like they just look more awesome.
Right. This movie officially has taken the number one spot for most anticipated films of 2010 for me. What about you?
Well, I think the second that anyone mentioned Tron to me,
Yeah.
I immediately, as a fan of that movie, that immediately came to like the forefront of my mind, going, no, I that's what I want to see.
Sure,
Like,
sure.
sure, I'm excited about some other movies, some things going on. I pointed out a couple while we were at the theater, like, ooh, I want to see that, I want to see that.
Sure.
But
This one.
if you nailed me down and said you can only see one movie this year, what is it going to be? It's going to be Tron.
Tron Legacy.
Absolutely has to be Tron Legacy.
And so the trailer will probably be making its way online soon. I know that it's definitely going to be in front of the Alice in Wonderland screenings. We got to see it in the IMAX 3D format, which is, again, it made me feel like I was watching the Avatar trailer for the first time. Just like, whoa, it gives you goosebumps. It's a really intense trailer, and I think even if you're not a fan of Tron like I am, this movie is going to impress you like Avatar did this year.
Oh,
So,
and Disney fans,
oh yeah, tell him.
there's a hidden Mickey.
Yep, confirmation. There will be a hidden Mickey in Tron.
Yeah, I don't want to say where, but
Yeah,
I saw it.
yeah.
I found it. At least what I think was